Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars.
And good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio, and coming up tonight at 7 p.m. at the Riverview Theater here in Shreveport is the 12th annual Yazzie Youth Celebrating Jazz Concert with a salute to Quincy Jones. And joining me in our Knoll Foundation studios this morning are Gloria C. Gibson, who's the executive director of the Theater for the Performing Arts of Shreveport, along with Leon Anderson, the director of the Jazz Studies program at Florida State University and a Shreveport native, and also Brandon Robertson, who is pursuing his master's degree at FSU and is also a mentor for the new Big Brother Big Sister 2.0 in Tallahassee. And finally, we have Brendan Polk, a jazz pianist who was named as Outstanding Jazz Performer by Downbeat Magazine and is currently attending FSU, and also Larry Pearson, who is the project coordinator for the Yazzie Youth Celebrating Jazz Concert Program. Folks, thank you for joining me this morning.
Thank you for being here.
So first of all, Gloria, let's go and give kind of an overview of the programs and the instruction which the Theater of the Performing Arts has been providing for our community.
Well, Mr. Beckett, we've been here since 1975. So Theater Performing Arts was organized in 1975. And I tell everybody this, that during that time, we didn't have any arts programs in the city. We had the symphony and we had the opera, but no other community arts programs. Mm-hmm. So we just began to work in the community and try to get people to hear about what we wanted to do and got the ministers involved, and so some of them accepted what we were doing mm-hmm. and what we wanted to do. And then in 2001, about the end of 2001, we came up with this idea about using young people with jazz music. And so our first professional artist was Avan Baptiste from New Orleans. I had no idea it would be 12 years later. Mm-hmm. So the first concert was held 2003. And now we're at 2014. Those parents who really would like their children to participate with this program should really get in contact with us. We have auditions coming up May 30th and 31st here in Shreveport. So it's all about the music. It's all about jazz music, and we're just happy to be here.
And if a parent out there is listening right now and says, you know, my kid's got some aptitude or some interest in this, how do they go ahead and get in contact
just
with you?
Just contact the Theater of Performing Arts. Check out our website, www.tpaarts.org, and that'll give you some basic information, you know, what we are all about.
Uh-huh. And you do cover the whole gamut, theater, acting, vocals, instrumental studies, dance.
Dance, the whole and night, visual so. Arts as well. Okay.
And this year you brought back to town Mr. Leon Anderson. You are a Shreveport native, correct?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. When did you attend schools here?
Wow.
I was born here,
and I went to elementary, junior high / middle school, and finished high school at Huntington High School in 1987 here.
So you're doing a salute to Quincy Jones this year.
Yes.
Well, can you give us an idea not only about what you're going to be doing to expose people to Quincy's music and show off his music, but also what about his music really digs into your soul?
Well, his music comes from the background of jazz, and you can hear a lot of history in his music. Even in his popular music, you still hear that underlying history of that foundation of jazz upon which that music is built. You hear influences of the blues, you hear influences of early gospel music. All of these things are kind of funneled through his sound, and his sound, it's very continual from its early conception from the big band era, I would say late 30s into the early 40s, on into the 60s with the influence of like bebop and hard bop and those eras of jazz that we come through. He did many of the film soundtracks in the 60s, movies and as well as television. You can still hear that influence in his sound. Even when you get into like the 70s and even in the 80s with like more popular styles of music, you still hear that underlying foundation of that jazz presence there. He came up as a jazz trumpet player, and his biggest influence was Dizzy Gillespie and Clark Terry. Mm-hmm. So, yes.
So which pieces have you selected of Quincy's to play on this?
Mr. Pearson here is our project coordinator.
Okay. So,
and the staff got together, and we selected the music for the show.
Yeah, they're going to enjoy Ironside, which is, of course, the theme from that old television show.
Right.
We're going to do Birdland, which actually was not written by Quincy, but his arrangement of it helped to make that song popular. Also, we're going to do Fly Me to the Moon, mm-hmm. which I found out from my studies that it was actually a 3-4, kind of a waltz tempo song. And Quincy was the one that took it into a 4-4 time for a basses band and then into a hard swing for Frank Sinatra's band. Right. So those are some of the things that we're going to be doing.
And now, along with these folks, who else mm-hmm. is going to be playing on stage? These are the kids, right?
Yeah, that's the focus of Yazzie, and the way the term Yazzie came about is youth in jazz. Mm-hmm. So the focus will definitely be on the youth. Mr. Anderson and his group will be our featured guests, and they're also going to be the rhythm section throughout the entire event, and they are fantastic.
So are the kids really excited about working with this group of talent?
Yeah, they can't hardly play for listening to the music. Because, you know, we've been practicing without a rhythm section, you know, and it's hard to keep the tempo and all that stuff. But when the rhythm section came in there, everything came together and popped.
Yeah. Leon, how long have you been directing the jazz studies at FSU?
I've been at Florida State University now for 16 years.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And where were you before that?
Before that, I was back in Louisiana. Okay. I was living in New Orleans. And I had finished graduate school at Southeastern Louisiana University down in Hammond. And I moved into the city, and I was working with Ellis Marcellus. I was working with Victor Goines. I was working with a lot of the local musicians in New Orleans and traveling around the world. And I guess in about 5 years of being in the city, I got a call from the jazz piano teacher at Florida State saying they were looking for someone to come in and teach drums full-time for the university. And I went on the interview and got the job, and I've been there now for 16 years.
Now, you've brought with you a couple of young folks, I presume have either studied with you or are currently studying with you. So we're going to go to Brandon first, and tell us about your background. You're a bass player, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You came to be interested in the bass at a fairly early age. It's a big instrument for a 10-year-old. How do you manage that at 10?
Well, my old bass teacher was at the time in the Florida Orchestra down in USF, University of South Florida. Mm-hmm. And they started this program in my elementary school for like inner city kids that they wanted to kind of test music, you know, for kids who didn't have that resource. I was one of the students that she selected because I had a fairly good, high interest in doing music. And so I started out on violin, didn't like it. Tried viola, didn't like it. Then got the cello, played a little bit of cello, but I was the only one tall enough at the time to hold the bass.
Okay.
So she saw that once I was able to hold it and I started playing it, she's like, wow, you have a real natural sound to it. So she worked with me all throughout my fifth grade year, and I auditioned for the All-County Orchestra, ended up getting first chair. So from that point, the rest was history. I was like, I have to do this.
So was there something about the sound of the instrument that really kind of just hit a special spot in you that drew you to it?
I'll be perfectly honest. It was the attention at first. It was the attention that I was getting from teachers who were at the time were like, you know, he's a smart kid, maybe had some trouble issues. But once I started playing, I was real disciplined. Mm-hmm. So it helped me be more disciplined. It helped me be more focused. I started getting better grades. You know, and then I noticed that people were giving me more respect. So, and at the time, I was the only kid, even through middle school, that was able to play bass. Okay. Like there was others that tried and just kind of gave up. And I was like, no, I want to do this. Mm-hmm. But I grew up listening to Count Basie a lot. My grandparents played a lot of those records, and a lot of Miles Davis stuff. So I had an earlier influence on jazz. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't until when I got to high school, that's when I really dove into it, seriously.
And you're also involved with Big Brother, Big Sister.
Yes.
Are you not? Tell us about 2.0. What is that project?
This is a really cool program in Tallahassee. They just started. Actually, my fiance, her former boss, is on the board of trustees for the Big Brother, Big Sister in Tallahassee. And she reached out to me back in October of last year. She's like, hey, you know, you're pretty positive. Young man, you know, we see that you like to give back to the community. So would you be interested in being part of the 2.0 program we're starting in Tallahassee? I was like, sure. So I went through the process, and then they assigned me to a young man in ninth grade in Tallahassee. He goes to a local high school called Gobbie High School. And so I've been his mentor now since January of this year. Okay. And what it is, I'll have correspondence with him every week through email. They try to use technology purpose, so mm-hmm. I only see him once a month. But I speak to him every week through email. It's through his technology class that he has at his high school. they try to match the mentors with the mentees, with those that have similar interests, similar backgrounds. To give you an example, both me and my mentee, you know, we grew up without a father. Mm-hmm. And so for him now, him being a freshman, you know, he kind of had those discipline issues as a young man trying to find his way in the world. So when me and him had that talk, he latched on real quick. You know, he expressed to me, he was like, man, I really appreciate that you can understand where I'm coming from, because sometimes it's hard to convey that to others. So it's a really neat program, and they're doing a really good job down there expressing that to the local scene.
So now, from his perspective, he gets some help and some direction. For you, what are you finding out about yourself that from mentoring a young person that you didn't maybe know you had in you?
Patience. If I had to be honest, being in the music industry, it's, you know, you grow impatient sometimes, especially when you're trying to get somewhere, you want to further your career, you have these expectations. But working with Christopher, he's taught me just how to be patient and listen, you know, kind of really hone into like, okay, what's important. The biggest joy is seeing him want to go to college. When I first talked to him, he was like, I don't think college is for me. And I asked him, why do you think that? He's like, because I've had nobody actually tell me that I was good enough to go. You know, I had to take a step back, because I thought about previous teachers and people I've come across in my life that said the exact same thing to me, and look where I'm at now. So right, yeah. You know, I had to tell him, I was like, you know, don't focus on what other people are saying. If you want to go to college, we can make this happen. You know, the biggest joy that I have being a mentor is seeing that he's being influenced in the right way, and he doesn't feel like he can't do anything.
And Brendan, you are the pianist for this, so you're providing some of the harmonica material in this rhythm section. So now, what's your background? Tell us where you're from and how you got into the FSU Jazz Studies program.
Well, I'm originally from Savannah, Georgia, and I was fortunate to have, you know, two parents that were musical. Both of my parents were in the Savannah Symphony. I started playing piano when I was about 4. And started really getting into jazz when I was around 11 or 12. I remember listening to the music of Errol Garner and just falling in love with it, like how much like joy there is in that music, you know. And in high school, I did a lot of jazz activities, like I did a lot of gigs and stuff. And I remember meeting, you know, Leon and my teacher, Bill Peterson, and also one of my teachers, Marcus Roberts, in Savannah, because there was this Savannah Music Festival, and it was really, really big.
We carry it every week. I've been carrying it for 4 years. I love the Savannah Music Festival. They produce hour-long concert programs for public radio.
Right. So, wow. I didn't actually know that. So it turns into like New York for like 3 weeks. You know, it just has so much amazing music.
So give us a little more about what this program is going to have for the kids, and how do we get more kids involved in this, to get those kids involved in something that's going to spark that creative potential in them?
And that's, again, is the focus of the YAZI program and the Theater Performing Arts, is to get youth involved in the arts. So that's why we offer all disciplines, to get the children involved in it. So we have to reach out into the community and talk to the parents and get them involved, because it not only helps them to hone their craft, but I liked what Brandon said, that through his music, he was able to get better grades in school, and it teaches you all that stuff. It teaches you discipline. It teaches you working with others. You know, it's focused. Music is said to be one of the only arts that operates and use both sides of the brain at the same time. So that music also has math in it. You have to be able to read. So it's a well-rounded situation. I have a friend of mine from New Orleans that started a school down there, and the kids down there were just unruly, some of them. And he started a school, put the musical instruments in their hands, and all of that changed because they were able to get involved in something. So TPA is offering that to the community, to the city of Shreveport, to get our youth involved so that they'll have a better life, a brighter future.
And so, Gloria, we're back to you. And how do folks get involved, and how do they find out about tickets, and how do folks just get in contact with the Theater of the Performing Arts here in Shreveport?
Well, you know, it would be nice if the parents can bring the children out this Friday night to see. I usually tell them, if your child is not participating with us, bring them out to see the show so they get an idea of what we do and how we do it. And that would give them a great idea of how to get them involved. Of course, contact our office. We're on Lakeshore Drive, 4000 Lakeshore Drive. And our telephone number is 525-0740.
Right? And for this show, how much are tickets?
The tickets are $20 for adults, $10 for students, and $15 if you want to bring a group of 20.
Okay. So any of you have any final thoughts you'd like to share with the audience?
I'd just like to say for everybody to come out and enjoy the show, the music, and the inspiration of Mr. Quincy Jones. And it was often said that Quincy Jones was the best friend a song could ever have. Mm-hmm.
I just want to say thank you to Ms. Gloria Gibson and also Larry Pearson, who we go way back. Thank you all for thinking enough of us to call us to come and participate. It is truly an honor and a privilege, and very thankful that I was able to bring musicians that I work with on a consistent basis. But I've had a great time working with these gentlemen, so I was happy to be able to bring them along with me just to experience home. And hopefully we'll have a lot of people to come out and see the show. The kids are doing a wonderful job, and we were very, very impressed with our rehearsal with them yesterday. So I'm very excited.
Well, come on out and support the kids as well, because that's what this is all about, you know.
And I just want to say something to these two fine young men. I wish we could keep them for a while. And I know Leon has a family and he has to get back to Florida, but we've certainly enjoyed what we've seen so far.
It's an honor, you know. It's an honor for us to be here too, like, yes, especially playing with our teacher, you know, and yeah, and being in such a great creative project. I mean, it's really cool. Like, mm-hmm, our first rehearsal was yesterday, and it was just really cool to see what you, mm-hmm, guys are doing.
Yeah, I saw how they were just wrapping their arms around you, wanted to see what was going on, look at the instruments and all of that. So they was really impressed with that.
All right. So, mm-hmm, well, Gloria, Leon, Brandon, Brendan, and Larry, I want to thank all of you for
thank
joining
you, Mr.
us.
Thank you
for having us.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. That was Gloria C. Gibson, the Executive Director of the Theater of the Performing Arts of Shreveport, along with Leon Anderson, the Director of the Jazz Studies Program at Florida State University, along with bassist Brandon Robertson and pianist Brendan Polk, and also Larry Pearson, who is the Project Coordinator for the Yazzy Jazz Celebration. And they joined me in our Knoll Foundation studios this morning to discuss the 2014 Yazzy Youth Celebrating Jazz Concert and the Salute to Quincy Jones. If you'd like more information about the concert, you can contact the Theater of the Performing Arts of Shreveport online at www.tpaarts.org, or you can call them at 318-525-0740. That's 318-525-0740. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.